Hi there, you're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm David Hogg from A Little Alternative, sitting in a rather swanky dressing room with Heather of Pale Waves.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. It's just really, really cold outside.
It is very cold.
You're on the DIY tour of 2018, so like, how's the tour going?
Amazing, obviously this inconvenience of the snow.
Yeah.
You know, the past two shows have been like half full because a lot of people can't make it, obviously, because the travel and a lot of trains are getting cancelled, so that's quite annoying. But other than that, it's been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it must be weird sort of playing to rooms that are sort of half full, but it's, I suppose that can be more.
Yeah, no, to be honest, Birmingham, you know, the weather was it was so awful there, but that kind of meant that, you know, the diehards sort of still turned up, and it was one of my favourite shows, even though it was like a quarter full.
Must be so weird because you can see faces
yeah.
as well rather than just to see people.
Like, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Going back, you guys had a great 2017 bursting onto the scene with There's Honey. So, like, what was that like just to have a just completely meteoric rise just in the space of a year?
You know, I never really expected anything. And I didn't expect it to go so fast, you know, it sort of just really took off for us and we're still getting used to that.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like everything's moving super, super fast, but it's so exciting and, you know, it's everything we dream for, like, just people wanting to listen to our band and recognising our hard work that we've put into this.
You mentioned their hard work and you've been going at it, you yourself have been going at it for a long time, so
where
did the idea come from to start a band?
Me and Kira met when we went to uni in Manchester, and when I first met her, I was like, I'm never getting in a band because I had a bad time in a band previously. She sort of changed my mind, and we always knew that we never wanted to be a duo. We didn't ever want to be a two-piece. We always knew that we wanted, you know, two other members. We wanted to be a band. And then we met the boys and they joined, and then it sort of felt really solid then. We knew, you know, this is the thing that we want to do.
Because I know, like, musically, having a four-piece, it just sounds a lot fuller compared
to... Yeah, no, it does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you can share the opportunity, well, the experiences with more than one other person, it's so much better. And I feel like, especially for me, I need to be sort of surrounded by my best friends for support, especially in times like this when it's kind of draining, especially when writing the album and you know traveling so much. I need to be surrounded by, you know, a group of people that I really love.
I mean, you sort of touched on it there, but the album and right now, I mean, how's it going and how will the album differ from the EP that you just released?
Well, you know, with an album you get to do whatever you want to do because you have 13 or more tracks on there, then you can be so much more diverse, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to show as many sides to Pale Waves as we can do.
Yeah, I mean, that's also something that your new EP has done. It shows different sides because you've got the love song aspect of My Obsession. Don't know if you could call New Year's Eve a party song. That's so, and you've got that, and then you've got the rock song at the end of Heavenly. Mm. I mean, is it important to you to have
different sides?
Yeah, to show the different sides.
Yeah, because you know we're influenced by a lot of different things. Like, Kira's heavily influenced by R&B, and then I love pop music, and Kira loves rap music. So, you know, we love to show as many sides as we can, and I think with the album, that's where people are going to really notice that.
Going back onto the EP, you know, there were two songs that didn't make it. There's the Honey and
They're already out there.
Yeah. Is it a conscious decision of what songs make it onto the EP and what songs get cut?
Well, we always wanted to do a four-track EP. Mm. And, you know, I've just, like, straight up, no point putting There's a Honey and TV Romance on there.
Already
out there, I think people would be pretty pissed off if we
put
them on there.
That, yeah.
And we had the songs to put on the EP, and I just desperately want to get more music out there, so...
Yeah. I suppose that must be quite difficult, just sitting on so much music and just, like...
Yeah, we
nobody could hear it.
We have, like, a lot of songs.
Mm.
Like, way more than I think people expect us to have. But, you know, we have to sort of release them at the right time.
Yeah. going back to Television Romance, I know that Massey from 1975 mm-hmm. Directed the music video. So what's it like sort of been working with him and the rest of the band?
It was really great to work with them too yeah. at the start of being displayed to the public mm-hmm. because they're amazing producers yeah. and very inspiring and talented guys, so it's great.
That's one thing that sort of nobody really thinks about, isn't it? That they're great producers.
Yeah.
As well. And it's...
Especially George.
Yeah.
George is an absolute mm-hmm. animal. Do you know, he's so talented in so many different aspects of yeah. music.
He's really tall as well.
Yeah, he is. Super tall.
So where can listeners of A Little Alternative catch up with all things Pale Waves?
We have all of those social media platforms.
All the things.
Instagram, yeah. Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. We have Tumblr.
Tumblr.
You know,
it's nice to hear Tumblr getting a bit of love.
Yeah.
Finally, what are your plans for the rest of the year? You know, once the mm-hmm. album is written, is it just a case of heads down, writing it and then getting it out?
Yeah, recording it. When we come off our US tour, we're going straight into the studio, finishing it. Then we have festivals, and then we're just going to do a massive album tour.
Is it strange from festivals, just a massive sea of people, to mm-hmm. to gigs like this where it's only about 300-400 people? Is that
yeah, cause
jarring?
Sometimes it really differs, and it depends what kind of mindset I'm in. You know, I prefer the small venues sometimes, but then I prefer the really big ones.
Yeah.
Because for me, the small venues are a lot more intimidating for some reason.
Yeah. Because you can see people's faces.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, it's a bit like, ooh, but I'm really enjoying the small shows that we're playing at the moment.
I mean, they're more intimate.
Yeah,
and
they are.
I hate to be cliche, but you're closer to your to
yeah.
the fans, and that's
definitely
it's nice.
It is, it's very nice.
Yes. And this lovely dressing room with all these fairy lights.
I know, it's very nice. I like the colour of purple as well.
Yes, it's
a nice shade. Yeah.
I've been David Hogg from A Little Alternative, just chatting with Heather from Pale Waves. Heather, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No bother at all. You've been listening to RNIB Net Radio.